Okay, now we're talking with Amesbury Athletic Director Glenn Guerin. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. It's been quite a while.
Oh, thanks, Rick. We certainly appreciate it, and it's great to be here and talk with you about high school sports.
Oh, I love it. And just checking in on the Cape Ann League, a great 21-22 season, all things considered. And I think the best place to start, Glenn, is how normal a sports season was it last year in all sports, just in terms of, navigating the pandemic and, going through all the changes. How did it work out overall for you guys?
Well, I think we did pretty well. I mean, here we had, our kids, coaches, and our parents and families, the community. Everyone seemed to adapt well. Last year was more normal than the year before, but you still always had to be aware that you were still part of, the tail end of that pandemic. But I think our kids and coaches, they responded really well. We had a fantastic year. I mean, I think it was 7 Cape Ann League championships across the 3 seasons. We had the girls basketball team was state champs. We had the girls softball team was state champs. We had a couple of individual winners in track as win state titles. So it was it was pretty exciting, and it was it was good to get back to normal, and it was good to get back to normal and do very well at it. So.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned both the state champions. I mean, it's amazing to me how well you guys did. Basketball in particular, 21-4 overall, but then softball, 24-1. Tell me a little bit about those kids. Were there multiple athletes playing on each of those teams?
Yeah, we had, as a matter of fact, one of the team leaders, she's now playing softball at BU, Olivia DeLong. She was a member of the basketball team, and then she was a integral part of our softball team as a pitcher, first baseman, and a heck of a hitter. So there was example of her, and then there was a junior, another junior, Callista Katerius, that she was also a member of both those teams. And when you're when we talked a minute ago, when we're a smaller school, you have to have a lot of athletes double up, triple up,
mm-hmm.
and those athletes that do that and they are competitive in nature, they tend to be the ones that help you win things. So they did very well. And and again, it was exciting, and I think with them winning, it helped our other sports teams, like our other, mm-hmm. We had like internal competitions about, well, if the girls' basketball is winning, the boys' basketball better win. And so it was nice to see. And and then in the spring, it was the same with softball and baseball. Baseball, they wanted to try to get to where the girls were, and they did. We had a pretty good, one of our best baseball seasons in the last few years. So. Again, like I said, it was exciting and it was fun to watch.
Yeah, it looks parallel. I mean, the boys' basketball team and baseball team as well just did fantastic, as you mentioned. And also, 2 state championships in 1 year from Amesbury. The kids must have supported one another, too. Do they go to each other's games and stuff like that?
Yeah, we do. We have our athletes, they support each other. Our coaches support each other. And it starts in the fall. Our football Friday nights here, we have an incredible student section, and then the football team, they give that back come the winter with basketball and even hockey, and our hockey is played off-site, so mm-hmm. it's exciting to see a bunch of kids there. And then we also, our athletes, they support each other in some of the sports that aren't, as popular, if you will. When we talk about track meets and tennis matches, golf matches, our kids tend to go watch their friends, and that's nice to know, because when all our athletes got each other's backs, as an athletic administrator, it makes not only it feels good, but it makes your work a lot easier. You don't get kids doing stupid stuff to each other or competing against each other, but they kind of compete with each other, and it's perfect.
The Cal is such a competitive league, and you have so many big schools as well as the little schools. When the record isn't so good, when the kids have to, compete every day, how do the coaches keep up the morale and so on? Because nobody likes to lose, but everybody wants to participate and play the best you can. And sometimes it doesn't turn out with a great record, but you still had a good season.
Right. Well, I think, we're blessed to have a bunch of great coaches here that are first and foremost their teachers. So they learn to take adversity and work with it. And they try to, our thing is, listen, we might not have a great record, but if we're doing things the right way, someone will recognize us. And not long ago, in 2018, we won, the Sportsmanship Award, the MIAA Sportsmanship Award for our district, which you know, we didn't have some of the greatest teams back then. But we encourage our coaches to tell our kids, listen, you know, we're preparing you for down the road later in life and how to do things correctly. And if you do things correctly, and even though we don't have a winning record, that's an accomplishment mm-hmm. in itself that will carry through you with life, and you'll be a better person for it. And we do, our coaches encourage that on a daily basis. So that kind of keeps the kids involved. And then there's a lot of times, like I see some of our coaches, you know, when things aren't going well, that they get away from the sport. They might take kids, you know, on a bowling trip, or they might take kids to the beach. They'll do something outside of sports to take their mind
yeah.
off of, you know, something like that, and they run with it, and it's a great bonding experience.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because as an educator, as a former assistant coach, and you know, being in this business, being in radio for a long time with Bill Newell, it's hard for me to go to some games and listen to certain people in the stands, just as a spectator. And I experienced that when my daughter played lacrosse at Gloucester High School. But one of the things that you just mentioned is so important that I hope people understand. Jim Pugh was, I was talking to Jim Pugh on Monday night, and he said some of the best coaching and teaching and experience that he has had is talking to kids on the way from the locker room to the football field. He said it's a long, long walk, and sometimes you really connect with kids, or they connect with you. And so what you just mentioned about the outside activities, I think that just speaks well of the teacher-slash-coach relationship that you have.
Yeah, no, and that's very important. And, you know, I've been in this over 30 years as a teacher, coach, and now as an administrator. And the one thing I've always told myself from when I started this and coaching in 1986 is that it's got to be more than just about the game itself. And the coaches that we have here, that's a message I give them. And most of my coaches here, we share the same philosophy. So it makes it a lot better, and it makes it a lot easier. And ultimately, in the end of the year, kids that want to come back 5 or 10 years after they've graduated, they come back and they want to see the coach and hang around with the coach and see a game, and that. That, you know, you've been successful when that happens.
Absolutely. Very familiar with that concept. Let's turn to fall. Any coaching changes this fall?
No, not that well. We've hired a new cheer coach, Abby Fires. She's a former student at Ainsbury, graduated in 2015. She'll take over our cheer program.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone else remains the same. We're kind of excited to get back. I know the kids and the coaches were excited to be back. A lot of them, they worked hard over the summer and off-season conditioning and programs like that, and it seems like the vibe here this year is they're very hungry to be better than last year, and that's encouraging. I mean, that's a sign that you got competitors both as coaches and kids. So, you know, we're looking forward to get going, and we've got a lot of good people in place.
How about the numbers? How many? I don't want to say how many kids participating, but what's the percentage more or less?
You know what? We have a pretty good percentage of kids that compete. But our problem right now is it's depth. I mean, with a high school of roughly around 400,
mm-hmm.
you know, 60 kids, our numbers are not huge. You know, they're good, but they're not huge. We're looking to get more kids out as school starts. This year, for the first time in a long time, we start school after Labor Day. So typically you have some kids come out for programs when school starts. We're looking for that to happen next week. But right now we're doing pretty well. We probably have in the vicinity of 55 to 60% of our kids here in Ainsbury actually do at least one sport,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily in the fall. But our participation rate is high, and that's a nice thing to see, because that's the way you get better as a human being, is doing things, co-curricular activities. So, but right now in the fall, we've had we've probably got about, I think it's 100 and. Roughly about 180 kids signed up for all our teams. So that's a pretty, you know, it's a little below what it's been in the past, but also our enrollment's a little below
what we've
been in the past.
That's tremendous, and congratulations on that. It's so important. I think finally, Coach, I had one other question. It completely went out of my mind, so maybe we'll leave it at that. When do the competition begin? Have you guys started actual league play yet?
Well, it's funny you say that. Golf started yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The MIAA moved up the start date for golf to a week earlier this year to get all matches in. And then, generally speaking, everything else in the fall will start next Tuesday with soccer and field hockey. And then football, we have a bye week that first week. So we're looking to get going. We're excited to get going. I know the community is excited to get going. So that's pretty much when it, you know, provided we get good weather and everything else, we'll be ready to go.
All right, I know what it was. One more question, and I'll leave you alone, I promise. The power rankings last year across the board, how do you rate that? How do you critique it?
Well, to be honest with you, it worked out. I think it worked out to be just about right. You know, I mean, from the first year, from the first gauge, and you look at it, it seemed to all match up with how it should have been done. I think there's a couple of tweaks that they should probably put in it. I'm a proponent to, you know, if we play schools that are in a larger division, like a lot of our teams play up, I think you should be rule awarded that way, which would change a little bit of the power rankings. But by and large, it did work. Even won championships, they were rated number one or two, and that's kind of the way in the end it should have been. So, yeah, it looks like it worked out pretty well.
Fantastic. Glenn, thank you for taking the time this morning. I know how busy you guys are this time of year. Good luck this coming school year, and I'm going to check in with you from time to time.
Perfect, Rick. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Be well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Glenn Guerin, who is the director of athletics at Amesbury High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.